Hi, I'm Brad Young, and welcome to The Bitter Truth About Food, where we uncover the realities of what's on our plates and give you the knowledge you need to make better food choices. If you've ever wondered about the hidden stories behind the food you eat, you're in the right place. Today, we're delving into a topic that affects every one of us, but often goes unnoticed or ignored: factory farm foods. Factory farming has completely transformed the way we produce food, making it possible to feed millions of people more efficiently than ever before. However, this efficiency comes with a cost, one that often remains hidden from view. Behind the glossy images of food packaging and supermarket shelves, there are significant ethical, environmental, and health-related issues tied to how much of our food is produced. Factory farming impacts the welfare of animals, contributes heavily to climate change, and can even affect the nutritional quality of the food on our plates. My goal today isn't to overwhelm you with facts or make you feel guilty about your choices. Instead, I want to provide a clear and honest look at these issues and offer simple, actionable tips you can start using today. We'll talk about small changes that can make a big difference, like choosing more humanely sourced products, eating seasonally, or supporting local farmers when you can. By becoming more informed, you'll not only make better choices for yourself, but also contribute to a food system that's more sustainable for the planet and fair for everyone involved. By the end of this episode, you'll understand the why behind being mindful of what we eat and feel empowered to take meaningful steps, no matter how small, towards supporting a healthier, more ethical, and more sustainable food system. All right, let's dig in and uncover the bitter truth. What exactly is factory farming? First, what is factory farming? If you're picturing huge industrial facilities with animals packed together as efficiently as possible, you got the right idea. Factory farming is a system of raising livestock that prioritizes high output and low costs, often at the expense of animal welfare, the environment, and even public health. It's the dominant way we produce meat, eggs, and dairy around the world. These facilities are designed to house thousands of animals in confined spaces, streamlining production to keep up with the demand for affordable food. While it's convenient and cost-effective for us as consumers, these operations often come with hidden consequences that we don't see when we grab that burger, omelet, or latte. Consider this fact. Over 70% of all agricultural animals in the U.S. are raised in these facilities. That's a staggering stat when you think about how much influence factory farming has on how we eat. Beyond what's on our plates, the environmental toll is significant. Factory farming contributes to deforestation, water pollution, and greenhouse gas emissions. Additionally, many of these operations rely on heavy use of antibiotics to maintain animal health in such cramped conditions, which can lead to antibiotic resistance, a growing concern for human health. Understanding factory farming isn't just about knowing where our food comes from. It's about recognizing the broader implications it has for animals, the planet, and ourselves. Ethical concerns, ways to support animal welfare, and we'll get to those soon. Now, here's where things get uncomfortable. But it's important to face the reality. Imagine living your entire life in a cramped cage, barely larger than your own body, without access to fresh air, sunlight, or the ability to move freely. For countless animals in factory farms, that is reality. Cattle, pigs, chickens, and other animals are often treated more like units of production than living, feeling beings. For instance, chickens raised for meat are kept in overcrowded sheds, often with no natural light, while egg-laying hens are confined to battery cages so small they can't even spread their wings. Pigs are frequently kept in gestation crates, hardly able to turn around, while calves raised for veal are confined to tiny stalls. These conditions deprive animals of their basic needs like social interaction, exercise, and comfort. Beyond the overcrowding, many animals undergo painful procedures to fit into this system. For example, chickens often have their beaks trimmed to prevent pecking injuries in stressful, crowded environments. Pigs may have their tails docked, teeth clipped, or ears notched, often without any pain relief. These practices are not only physically harmful, but contribute to immense psychological stress for the animals. And here's a hard truth we sometimes avoid as consumers. We're not separate from this system. Our everyday purchases, from grocery store meat to fast food burgers, actively fund and sustain it. This isn't about pointing fingers. It's about acknowledging our role and being aware of the impact of our choices. The good news, there are better alternatives available, from ethically sourced animal products to plant-based options, allowing us to align our eating habits with our values. Consuming food sourced from factory farms carries significant risks that go beyond the ethical concerns of animal treatment. One of the primary dangers is the increased likelihood of exposure to foodborne illnesses. Crowded and unsanitary conditions in factory farms create the perfect breeding ground for harmful bacteria such as E. coli, Salmonella, and Campylobacter, which can contaminate meat and poultry products. Additionally, the overuse of antibiotics in these settings, intended to prevent disease and unhealthy living conditions, contributes to the rise of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. This not only makes infections harder to treat, but also poses a growing public health threat. Factory farm products may also contain higher levels of unhealthy fats and other substances due to poor animal nutrition, potentially increasing the risk of chronic health issues such as heart disease and inflammation. Recognizing the source of your food and opting for alternatives like pasture-raised or plant-based options can significantly reduce these risks while promoting better health outcomes. Public health risks. Next up is the impact of factory farm foods on public health. In factory farms, animals are often kept in overcrowded, stressful conditions that make them highly susceptible to diseases. To manage this, many factory farms rely heavily on antibiotics, not just to treat illnesses, but also as a preventative measure and to promote faster growth. But here's the kicker. This widespread use of antibiotics in animal farming is a major contributor to antibiotic resistance in humans. Antibiotic resistance occurs when bacteria evolve and become immune to the drugs we use to fight infections, turning once treatable illnesses into serious health threats. Over time, this can lead to limited treatment options and more severe infections, posing a growing global health crisis. Additionally, there's the concern of foodborne illnesses. Bacteria like E. coli, Salmonella, and Campylobacter thrive in the often unsanitary conditions of factory farming, where animals live in close quarters amidst waste. These bacteria can contaminate meat, eggs, and other animal products during processing. If these contaminated products make it to grocery store shelves, they can pose serious risks to consumers, sometimes resulting in widespread outbreaks of illness. Like, the impact doesn't stop there. These unsafe practices can also lead to chemical residues such as antibiotics and hormones remaining in the food we eat. Such residues can have long-term health effects, raising questions about the safety and sustainability of factory farming practices. One striking example of the dangers associated with factory farming is the outbreak of avian influenza, commonly known as bird flu. The virus can rapidly spread through tightly confined poultry facilities, infecting large numbers of birds in a short amount of time. If the eggs from infected birds are consumed without proper handling or thorough cooking, they pose a significant health risk. Consuming such eggs can lead to severe illness, including symptoms such as fever, respiratory infections, and even life-threatening complications in some cases. This highlights the critical need for stringent health and safety measures in agricultural industries to safeguard both animal welfare and human health, exploring sustainable alternatives. All right, so are we doomed? Absolutely not. The best part of uncovering the bitter truth is realizing we have the power to make better choices. By being more mindful in our daily habits, we can contribute to a more sustainable and ethical food system without drastically altering our lifestyles. Here are a few simple but impactful ways to shift towards sustainable alternatives. Support local farms, seek out farmers markets, community-supported agriculture, CSA programs, or farm-to-table businesses in your area. These options not only prioritize animal welfare and sustainable practices, but also reduce the carbon footprint associated with transporting food long distances. Plus, buying local means your dollars directly support farmers in your community, strengthening local economies and fostering a sense of connection. Choose certified products. When shopping at the grocery store, look for trustworthy labels like Certified Humane, Pasture Raised, Fair Trade, or Organic. These certifications ensure that products meet higher standards for animal treatment, environmental impact, and sometimes even worker rights. This small change in shopping habits can help drive demand for ethically produced goods over those that rely on harmful factory farming practices. Diversify your plate. You don't have to go fully vegetarian to make an impact. Every small change counts. Start by incorporating more plant-based meals into your week. Beans, lentils, chickpeas, tofu, or mushrooms are excellent alternatives to meat and can be just as satisfying when cooked with care. Even swapping out one or two meat-based meals a week for plant-based options significantly reduces your individual carbon footprint. Do your research. Finding sustainable food options is easier than ever with online tools. Websites like Local Harvest or Eat Wild provide valuable resources to locate farms and markets near you that focus on sustainability. Many of these farms offer tours or descriptions of their practices so you can feel confident about where your food is coming from. Spread awareness. Change begins with conversation. The more we talk about the impact of factory farming on the environment, animals, and public health, the more people will understand the need for sustainable alternatives. Share what you've learned with family, friends, or on social media. Recommend books, documentaries, or articles that have inspired you and encourage others to think critically about their food choices. Reduce food waste. Beyond sourcing, the way we consume food matters too. Plan meals carefully to minimize waste and store leftovers properly. Composting is another great option to repurpose scraps into something useful, reducing landfill waste while enriching your garden soil. By taking small, conscious steps like these, we can collectively create a big ripple effect. Sustainability isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Every choice, no matter how small, contributes to a more ethical, sustainable future for us all. We're all part of this system, but that doesn't mean we're powerless. Every purchase we make sends a message about the kind of world we want to live in. By making more mindful choices, we can influence the way food is produced and consumed. Today, I encourage you to take one simple step toward change. This could mean buying fresh produce from a local farm to support small-scale growers, choosing to reduce your reliance on factory-farmed products to help address animal welfare and environmental concerns, or simply taking the time to learn more about where your food comes from and how it's made. These small actions, when done collectively, can create significant ripple effects. Each effort, no matter how small, contributes to building a food system that prioritizes ethics, sustainability, and health. Together, through informed decisions and conscious habits, we can move toward an ethical, sustainable, and healthier future of food that benefits everyone, producers, consumers, and the planet alike. Thanks for joining me on this episode of The Bitter Truth About Food. If you found value in today's discussion, please subscribe and share this episode with a fellow food enthusiast. For more resources and tips on making sustainable food choices, check out our website or follow us on social media. Your next cup of coffee or dinner plate has the power to change the world. Until next time, I'm Brad Young, encouraging you to dig deeper into the truth about your food. Take care and happy eating.